But I thought we started off well. First 20 minutes was very, very good. Obviously, the players are in a good place from the last two results. And they scored out of the blue. Their only shot in the first half, but what we needed was just not to panic, plenty of time to get back in it. But I think over the course of 90 minutes, it was the least we deserved. Second half, we kept probing, kept trying to do the right things, got to the byline. I thought that some of our crosses were very, very good. We just needed to get on the end of them. But the big turning point was when they hit the post. Martin Craney put his body on the line and stopped it, and then we went up the other end and scored. So, you know, there's a lot to like about tonight. Naki Wells coming on and Joe Lolley making an impact. We slightly changed shape just to pose Forrest a different question, which I felt we did, and it allowed Joe to go on the ball. We had two up top, Harry Bunn working with Naki and Ish, and then Emir scores. A deserved goal, and you know what an impact he's made for us. And you know, 1-1. Okay, I'm happy with that. It keeps the run going, but I actually felt maybe over the balance of 90 minutes we deserved all three.
Touch a little bit on Emir's goal. He's scored another one. How much of an impact has he had in those few games? Been unbelievable.
Well, I mean, it's self-explanatory, really, with his name up in lights. Not once, not twice, but four times, and he, you know, still working his way to fitness. But I think when you're a player that joins a new club, whether it's on loan or permanently, you want to make your mark early. So I think he's done that, and alongside Dean Whitehead, who I think's been imperious for us in this run and even before that, he's leading by example. And it's allowing players to really express themselves, but you know he's expressing himself as well. But Emir has definitely benefited from that, and you know if we can get him on the ball more, he can come up with not only you know crosses and passes, but goals like this evening.
Did you feel at times like it just wasn't going to be your night? The fortune wasn't going to turn in your way, sir, with the clock ticking down going towards the end of the game?
Yeah, possibly. To be honest with you, Forrest defended manfully. They really did. I thought Wilson and Hobbs were very strong and dominant for him. And they got themselves in good positions. You know, Harry Bunn, first minute of the second half, I mean, it's Aaron in the net. Wilson gets his body in the way. So you think maybe it's not going to be our night. A couple of times we were in good areas to get a good ball in, and when we did, they were there, and you just felt maybe even though we made those changes and change of formation that it may not happen, but you got to persevere, and I think we got the reward for our perseverance in the end.